Okay, we're Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Chet, starting at Lamed Chet on the Amud from a new Mishnah. And this year has been broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee, Erev Shabbos. Le'ilun Shmat, everyone is dying in this war, to civilians and soldiers, Tzu'im, Chatufim, mentioned Shachar, Matan Shachar Ben Anat, for the last member of the parish tank. Also, on her fourth day of Shiva, Dina Oriah, but Yehudit and Moshe Isaacson should be edited for her neshama. Okay, so we're starting at the Mishnah on the page. The Mishnah carries on. This parrot is a mafkid, after all, so we can discussing a mafkid. So a mafkid parrot adds a chaver. So a person now leaves fruit with his friend, look after. And the Tana comes up, if they're wasted, they're gone. Rashi says, they're achbarim or rikavon. They're massive, chewed them up or they're rotted. Lo yigab, you don't touch them. Look at Rashi, lemochra, and he will explain that you can't sell them, and we'll see in the Gemara later on what the reason is. Right? That is Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, mochran, bifnei, but you've got to bait in and sell them. You can do a deal and bait in and sell them. Mipnei shehu kemashiv aveda lebalim. Because selling them at the end of the day is like basically giving back a lost object to the owners. You just ignore them and say, listen, what can I do? They're eating up with the rats. The guy's going to come back and get them and say, well, here's your rotten food. So you by selling them, you get the money, you save the money, and then a bit cold. Yeah. And then give back his money. Now, we know the klal, right? We've seen from Bava Batra a long time ago, actually almost seven and a half years ago. We learned that in the Rashbag in Bava Batra. We're coming up to it soon. And that is Alokhadak Rashbag, right? So normally, we'll see that coming up. We've seen Rabbi Yochanan a few times in the last Gemara Bava Kamar as well. So Rashbag says, you give it back, Kamashiv Aveda. It's interesting, the halocha over here doesn't seem to be on the Rashbag. If you look at the letter for the halocha, the level of halacha seems to be over here on Tanakama, which is quite interesting. So if someone got a start this agreement, just see what the halacha is. Did they mention halacha there on the what's a spoiler? I know, but let's just see what it is. So now, while you look, I'm going to carry on. So the Gemara says, my timer. So what's the reason of Tanakama that you can't get, that you don't touch the food? A person prefers his own. A person wants a cove of his own rather than 9 coves of somebody else. The guy's got emotional attachment to his own stuff. That's why. So you leave it alone, you don't sell it. For Rav Kahana by Yitzchak, it's just a different altogether. What's the reason? He says, what are we worried about? This guy knows that you're looking after his food, you're a reliable guy, you're a responsible guy, and you've got it all over him. And now he's got food at home, and he wants to mafrish truma. He says, listen, I'm going to mafrish on that. In other words, he converts what you've got in your house into his truma or maser. Now if you go sell it, the guy's in a truma or maser, only a kohen can eat it, a garbatara. Or etc. So such a problem. So you leave it alone. So those are two different reasons over there why we leave them. First reason, Rav Kahana said the person prefers a cup of his and somebody else's, right? And the second reason is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that a peyuchoshesh nefolach says Rashi over asul achilo zar, you can't give to a zar. So Gemara starts asking kashas over here now. We start the first kashia.
We learned from the very beginning, you can't touch if you're a shomer, you can't touch. Use someone else's property.
But that's use it. That is like to actually use it. That's in the 10 yard. When you take somebody's things and you use it, a guy leaves his hoe with you and you go and you plow your fields. Or a guy leaves his...
Lo yigabo means
don't sell it. If you look at Rashi, maybe I left out the Rashi. Look at Rashi actually says, okay. Lo yigabo hen lemochran. Don't touch them. Just leave them alone. Don't sell them.
If you can't use it, you can't sell it.
No, it's very different because you're selling it to keep the money for him. You're using it to benefit yourself. Here, what's your concern? You're seeing that this guy's food or fruits or vegetables, whatever he's got, is being devoured by rats. Now, they don't live in houses like yours and mine and hopefully everybody else is on this shit, right? They live in houses where, you know, that their rats are around and it's part of life. So if you haven't got a fridge and you can't keep something safe in a fridge and it's exposed to all the elements, it's going to be ruined. So he says, look, I can't look after this guy's food. So the best thing I can do is sell it, take the money, put it in a safe place. And when he comes back to me in a month's time or 3 months' time or 6 months' time, I say, here's your money. So that's what Tanakama says. Tanakama says you don't touch them. Rashbag says, what do you mean don't touch them? Sell them. Now, remember, we've seen this Machlok in Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi all the time about... Safek, Mafkinan Mina, whatever, but a little bit different, but same idea over here. To what extent do we go? So the Machloket Amoraim here try and rationalize Tanakama's reasoning. So Rav Kahana says, because a person has got emotional attachment, doesn't want you to sell his stuff. He wants his as it is, even if it's rotten. And Rav Nachman says, no, he's concerned about Truma and Maaseh. Okay, so the Gemara Kasha over here. Meitive, Amafki, Peretz Chaveru, Arezi Lo Yigabahin. That's what our Tana Kama says. Don't touch them. Right? Why not? So the brighter says, Lefichach, because it's a brighter, but similar to our Mishnah. The brighter adding, we've seen this brighter before as well. Lefichach, therefore, because you aren't allowed to touch them, says Tana Kama Balabait, or say, Otan Trumu Maser, Amakom Acher. Knowing, in other words, there's the contra to this. Because I know that you're not going to touch them when I put them by you, that gives me the confidence to go and mafresh something else in my house and make it into truma. Because otherwise I'd have to worry that you would have gone and sold it and some czar is eating the truma. So now knowing that the halacha is you can't touch it, I can make truma and maaser in my own house and carry on eating. So now the Gemara says, Bishlo Rav Kahana, Hainu Dektan Lefichach. We understand what the brighter means when it says Lefichach. Then therefore you can go and say, Rav Kahana said what? Don't sell. Why? Because the person prefers his. He knows you're never going to sell. Hello, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Lefichach. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who says, the whole reason why you can't sell is in case the guy would make it in Truman Maaseh. That's our Chashash. The brighter seems to say, because you can't sell it, he can make it into Truma and Maaseh. Understand? It's like two sides of the same coin. Where are you looking at it from? The brighter is looking at it from the side of the Balabait. The Rav Kahana, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is looking at it from the side of the Shomer. Don't do it, because he might do it, and you're going to get cause guys into trouble. So it's gross, I don't understand. According to Rav Kahana, we understand what the Lefichach is. Because the person prefers his own stuff, and therefore you're never going to sell it, he can have the confidence of making Truma Maaseh. But according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what's going on over here? So it's gross, the Hachi Kamar. Hashta, the Amur Rabbanan, Lord Nazbin. Says, no, the problem is simple. Since Rabbanan made a halocha, Lord Nazbin, why? The Chashinan, because we're concerned that guys might do it. Therefore, Lefichach, Balabaita, say, Otan Truma Maaseh, Amakom Acher. So now, because the halacha is that you're not going to do it because you're concerned, I might make it in Truma Maaseh. Therefore, I can make it Truma Maaseh. So we can reconcile that bright to both Rav Nachman Yitzchak and with the Tanakh and with Rav Kahana. Stam Rabbi Yochanan, Machloket. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Machloket between Tanakam and Rashbag is only Bichtei Chishonan. What do you mean, Bichtei Chishonan? Bichtei Chishonan is everybody who puts that away understands that a bit of it is going to get damaged. Words with their mice around, their rats around, but not all of it. So on that Bichtei Chishonan, right? On that Chishonan, which a person knows is going to become lost, so there'll be a bit of a machloket what you can do. Well, you're tearing Bichtei Chishonan, Devra Kol Mochir, but on the balance, which is not, in other words, the bottom line is that Rav Kahana says, Tanakamu says, don't sell. And Rashbagu says, sell. The machloket is only on that little amount which we know will probably be a little bit ruined. There, Tanakama will say, don't sell that little amount. Why? Because the guy prefers, here's what other cases are. And Rav Nachman will say, and Rashbag will say, no, you can sell the balance, but even that will agree, don't sell. Because of all these reasons, whether people prefer their stuff or because of Truma. But on the balance, he seems to say, there's no machloket. Right? So now Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Vala Pligi. That seems machloket on Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Right? Because what did Rachman Yitzchak say? Chashan Shem Asur Mafkir Truma Maaseh on Makom Acher. Look at Rashi. Why is it a machloket? Hashem Ramanan Dot has been the Chashan Machloket. The Mandid Bichlei Chishonan. So Vaday Pligi Had Rabbi Yochanan. This Maimu which Amar Rabbi Yochanan Machloket. He says that is definitely. The fact that he says only machloket on the Bichtei Chishonan, but not on the balance, he says with regards to Rabbi Chaim Yochanan machloket, and says Rav Nachman Yitzchak vada pliga. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said what? Chashan she maso mafkir shuma maso makom acher, and that is on the balance on everything. So it seems like that Rabbi Yochanan certainly argued Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says. No, the machloket will be on everything. So when it comes, you can't sell any of it. Look at Rashi, Vada Plagi, Harab Yochanan, the Iikel Lemechash Lashem Asam Bali and Truma. That's our concern. The guys might make it into Truma. I feel like we're Tebichtei Chishonami Asunim, but you can't sell even more than the loss because let's be honest, what is the stuff that the guy's going to rely on to make Truman Maser? The whole thing, the balance, not the big day chishon, the amount that he knows the rats are going to eat. He's not going to make that amount Truman Maser because he knows rats are going to eat it. So really, it only applies this whole concern that he might make Truma to the stuff that's not being destroyed, correct? And Nachman Yitzchak says, you can't sell it because you're worried about that. If there's no machloket, and the response says you can sell it, then that doesn't gel well with Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The question is Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, not because of Truman Maser, because a guy prefers his own stuff. Right? Mi Leima Pliga. Do we say that there is a machloket that Rav Yochanan would argue with Rav Kahana as well? That's the question. Look at Rashi. Mi Leima Pliga. Dafka. Do we say yes? Am Rav Kahana, she'im tish'a kabin, hey noach lo she'abdu ad kav, v'al yom mukhram, da'av le'yoter michtei cheshonan, l'pigi ad Rav Yochanan. In other words, because he's a person who prefers a kav of his and even non-kav, and ad kedei cheshonan is probably less than a kav, but he still prefers a whole kav of his own. So is it even on the balance? The Gemara says, kikam Rav Kahana, bichtei cheshonan, and the Gemara says, no. Even Rav Kahana, when he said that people prefer it, it's up to kedei cheshonan. In other words, they know that there's an amount that's going to get lost, and that's what he's relying on. But what about Varo said of a kav shalom tisha kav in shachav kav? Exactly what Rashi said, but he said he wants a whole kav. A whole kav is more than bichtei chesh what would be lost. So look at the Gemara, it says guzma ba'alma. You're right, even Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, even Rav Kahana, when he said that a person prefers his own a whole kav, it doesn't mean that a whole kav. He's happy. At the end of the day, I think the way we can explain this machlok and aviyah is that everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that people are rational. And guys, they would like their own stuff, but nobody really wants it to get lost. And therefore, when it's a lot that's going to be destroyed, everybody wants you to be happy for you to sell it, and there's no machlok. Now the kashkum is the mighty velevichach. Now we go back to our bright. Our bright says, levichach, balabano seotan truma maser amakom acher. The bride said, therefore, because we know you can't sell, which seems to be in line with Tanakama and not Rak Rashbag, so therefore, they can make it Truman Maser. But why don't you get now, if we said there's no machloket on the more than cheshonan, so what about this case of here now, where it's going to be more than kedei cheshonan that's going to get lost, and therefore Rashbag and Tanakama don't argue, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha is that they can sell, and they're going to sell, and now according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, people are going to make a Truman Maser. In the end, you're going to be selling more than kedei cheshonan, and he's going to be making all that balance into truma and maser. And now you're going to be selling stuff like truma and maser, and the guys you're buying to are going to be eating the ka'achil tvalim, because when he made the truma, other way around, sorry, when you sold it, and therefore there's nothing to mafrish on, that's the outcome, right? Because he thought he's got all the stuff there in your backyard to make it on truma and maser, but really you'd sold it, so there wasn't truma and maser. He's now eating stuff at home, thinking that he'd been mafrish on the stuff that's in your house. And he actually ends up eating tevel. Everybody with me? And I'm being a bit upside down here this morning. I apologize, but okay. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Yoter Michishon lo shachiach. The Gemara says, everybody says that Yoter Michishon, the mount, they would have been lost. Lo shachiach, he wouldn't have made, isn't common. And therefore, really, if it's Yoter Michishon, it's not really ever get to that. So according to that svara over there, he's not really going to sell. Where's the Rashi over here? Okay, Achi Bala Bait, Valim, Shepard, Mutukan, Loshikhu, the Ein Lachush, have to worry about it. He says, not so much. So I don't understand. But let's say that there was a lot left over and he ended up selling it then, what? Right, my. Mazmina now, so sell it, he says. But then what about Belechushem, Asam Bala Bait, Truma, Masa, Makumacher? But what about if now the guy's eating Tvalim? So he says, Ki Mazvinan. Nami le koni midretru mazvinano. He says, you know what, doesn't matter, you're right. But even when we sell, even though Rashbag says you can sell, Tanakama agrees, they all agree that you don't sell it to Kohanim anyhow. So you don't have to worry. So if it was Trumed Maser, so Kohanim can eat it. If it wasn't Trumed Maser, Kohanim can also eat it. And they got it cheap anyhow for the Pastor of Maser, it's not a problem. So when it says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Nami, Nazvin le Kohanim bidmei Truma, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, remember, he said that our whole concern is that we chay shinan. So then, why? What's his problem? Sell it to Kohanim. Why did he say we can't sell it because we're scared that you're going to sell it to other people? And in the meantime, this guy, there are two issues over here. The one concern is that I made, it's my food and I was mafished and I eat at home, I eat tevil. Other concern is that I was mafished and you before you'd sold it and that became Truman Maser. And that was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's concern, that you'd make that into Truma and Maser before you start. You end up setting to Zarim Truma and Maser. So if anyhow you're going to set it to Kohanim, so what was his problem? This is the whole machloket he says. So therefore, he says that's exactly the machloket. The question is, when are you going to sell it? He says, that's who quoted Rabbi Yochanan. He said, there isn't a machloket at all, you can sell a lot. He says, it's uncommon that you're going to end up having a situation where you're going to sell much more, because really things don't really get damaged more than a little bit of a mat. And therefore, if you are going to do it, and therefore your concern is that the Balabai did make it to Masa, they sell it to Kohanim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Savar, but Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Yotem Mivdechon Mishtachah Shachiach. The argument is it a common situation or not? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan seems to think it's so uncommon, you're never going to really get this. If it does happen, sell to Kohanim. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that it is common, right? V'chi havu lehu, l'al tu da havu lehu, right? And therefore, when's the guy going to make the Truma Maser? Immediately. V'ya mat nasvinu zimni dekadim u'mizavni lehu, v'chi avid lehu balabai Truma Maser, ha'makom acher lo yad dazvanim v'lekach etvanim. The problem is that because it's common that there's a lot of damage, you're going to sell it straight away. And his concern is not that it will become Truma and Maser, and therefore a Zar will eat it. Rabbi Bar Chana, he solves it by saying it's not common. If it is common, and if it's going to happen, sell it to Kohanim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak thinks it's so common that you're going to immediately sell it so it won't get ruined by mice and rats. And his concern is that the Balabait wouldn't have yet been, you would have sold before he even got a chance to mafresh it. And when he does mafresh it, there's nothing left to mafresh. Now he eats tevel. Okay? So that's basically how the Gemara explains the two different concerns from where they're coming from. Now the Gemara is a kashya over here on this Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, who said the machloket is only if it's more than bichdei chisar, if it's bichdei chisar on kis, but more not. He says, mate, you're mafki, but as the chavar of Yerkivu, it got rotten, or yain, vichmitz, or wine, it went bad, or shemen, and oil, and went off, or dvash, vihidbish. Now it's interesting, you see that the dvash vehidbish is also dvash. It's the same word. That's like in Hebrew, it happens like that. Sometimes the bad is the same word. You know, so Rashi actually points out here, vehidbish, yatsa tam duvshano vehichmitz. He says the taste of the honey's gone out of it. He says, ubechol tvuati tisharesh, ta'aker shorsheya. So you know, when you've got something, a shoresh, how do you uproot it? It's called lahashrish, which is also the same shoresh of shoresh. You got it, right? External root. So here's the same brighter, similar to our Mishnah. The brighter says, all these things, they go bad, you don't touch them. It's a remeir, because a remeir seems to be our Tanakama, right? The Chachamim
Omri Vaselim Takana. Honey, sorry, you said it's date honey, it's not honey.
Okay. Bees honey. Okay. Shkoch. Okay, but it doesn't bother me that. It doesn't trouble me that.
No, because bees honey doesn't go off and sour, and that's why I thought that it looks a bit weird.
Bees honey doesn't go off? Really? Interesting to know that. Okay, that's a nice information. I'm not sure that's true, but let's see that it is. Okay. I see Michael nodding his head. I see Michael nodding his head in disagreement, but okay. It's very okay, it's interesting information. Very good. Okay, shkoch. So you say that Selwyn says that honey doesn't go off, and therefore any date honey will go off. So therefore, look, it makes sense, because in Israel Bichlal, when we say Zavat Chalav Udvash, we don't mean bees honey, we mean date honey, we mean Chalav is not cow's milk, it's goat's milk. Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash is goat's milk and date honey. So it makes sense that they would say Dvash, although we're speaking in Babel now, and in Babel, I'm not sure that they had date trees in Babel, but okay. Oh, that's actually a brighter. It's a Tanite brighter from Eretz Yisrael, not a Gemara. Okay, so it makes sense that it would be Dvash.
Because the bees honey is not Truma and Maser, the note says here.
Okay, excellent. Okay. So Vihidvish, Harei, Zeh, Lo Yigar Ben Jerimei.
Because it's not
Truma and Maser. It's not Truma and Maser. Okay, right. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember what's coming up. So I don't know if it's going to be a Truma and Maser story, okay?
Honey doesn't go off, it just gets...
Yeah, that's what Selwyn just said. Okay, very good. Okay.
Override.
Okay, we're now experts in date honey, we're experts in bee honey, and we're experts in everything except Gemara. Let's try and learn the Gemara. Okay, so...
Is it right from your son?
The Chachamrim, what?
Roy, you just sent a note.
Well, I can't see it. That's right. What's the note, Rex?
Bee's honey doesn't go off.
Okay, very good. Okay. The Chachamim Amrim are selling takana. And Chachamim say, no, we do a takana. Umochran bebeitin. So it says, yeah, so it seems like the Tanakama is like Rabbi Meir and Rashbag. Chachamim is actually like Rashbag. The Keshur Mochran, and however there's a writer where he does sell, they Mochran like and sell to other people. Why? The Ain Mochran Atzmo, and look at Rashi, they walk it to yourself because you're an Ogabadavar. So it shouldn't look like you're doing yourself a good deal. Right? He says, yeah, Mochran Atzmo, Shelo Yachshadu Ushemed Lakachan Bezol, that you bought them cheap. So we see over here, so now Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan say, the Bachlok is the Chishonan. But Mordechai, everybody agrees you can sell. And here seems to be a Tanakama and Rabbanan. And they're all saying, and Rabbanan say, I can't find my place over here. Bebeitin, Mochan Bebeitin, sell them. Kshum Mochan Mochan Atz, etc. Kayotzebo, same as the while we're on that subject, the ones that Gabayt Stakab is Banshe and him, and in the Chalek. Unbelievable. Gabayt Stakab is good. And even the meetup to give money to. Portalachem can give the money to others, like change them out, as opposed to look after or use the money, whatever, like get changed, whatever, convert the money into currency, like whatever. The ain't port does it again, doesn't do it with himself in case he's giving a good. Rex Pistol, the only time in the middle of a shear, right? There's that. And likewise. Gabayt stakar and shenim aniim, and also gabayt tamchi, person collected food, right? As well, is bunch aniim aniim, enough people to give food to, mochan he can sell to other people, and mochan he can't sell to himself. This is the question. The Gemara says, "Ketani mia, peirot vehirkivu, right? However, peirot vehirkivu, fruit that's gone off, ketani mia, peirot vehirkivu." What do you mean about Perikov Virkivu? We saw in the beginning, a mafki part as a chavar Virkivu, Yanrich, etc. And the Rashbag Chavim says, sell it. So, my love, I feel you'll tell me that Cheshonan, even more than Cheshonan, and therefore it's not a machlok between everybody, not everybody agrees you can't, that you'll tell me you can sell. It's the Kasher Rabbi Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan. This part seems to imply not. The Gemara says, isn't it implicit that it's, even when it's more than Kedai Cheshonan, you can't sell? Or you can sell, Tanakama says you can't, and Rabbi Rashbag says you can. Moses says no. The whole bride is only about Bichtei Cheshonan. The Moses says, well, if I yayin vihichmit, so shemim vihivish, tvash vihivish, de yater michtei Cheshonan, you know? But there, it seems the Moses seems to understand that in all these things, it's going to be lots is going to get ruined. I suppose once it goes rotten, it goes rotten. Moses says, ani hani kevan de kam kam. These guys, since they're bad, they're bad. They're all going to go bad. But the Moses says, well, it's shemim vihivish, vitvash de havish, lemai. Lamai, right? Lamai chazu. What are they good for? What are you going to get from them? What are you going to sell? You're going to sell bad milk or bad date honey or bad olive oil or wine or whatever? Remember the shemen chazu the gildag. It is. Oil is good for us. It's a such orot. Like to, I don't know if you go to like bathe your skin or whatever, or hides, whatever, for hides. Davash, dvash, leketisha de gamle. Look at this, you can use that thing to remember, we saw this before, the gamle, that if you're like from the saddle, it rushes the shifshuf, that caused like a rash on the camel, you can use it for the camel. So there is what you can do it, even though it's you can't eat it. So now the Gemara says, yeah, what is the takana? What's the takana we're speaking about? What do they do? Amar Ravashi, lekan kanim. The takana over here is we can't really save the food, but we can at least save the vessels. Look at Rashi, lekan kanav. Hakli, the kli itself. The food was in it. If you leave the bad stuff in the vessels themselves, they themselves will go bad. I suppose either they're made from leather or from cheres or whatever the case is, and they'll become rotten. So you can chuck it out, you can at least save all of that. So look at that.
Can I ask a question? Sorry, everyone. Is the whole point of this? You deposited fruit in with a shomer. What difference? And it goes off. Why is this whole business going on?
The question is, are you allowed to take this guy's food and decide for yourself that he would rather you sold it and give him the money and give him back his rotten fruits? So we saw first machlok Rav Kahana, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The one says a person prefers his own food even if they're bad. Nachman Yitzchak says, no, we've got to consider that he might make them to Truman Maaser. So they're all nafkibidis now. Oh, you know, can you touch it? What's going on in the guy's mind, right? So that was why it was relevant that you said that it was date honey and not bee's honey, because otherwise we wouldn't have an issue. Could it have been trim or not? Right? Like you said, okay? So the Gemara said, the Ma'akim, what's the real machlok? It said, the Ma'asav alahav said, Meruba chashash. You see that? What's the machlok yet ready if we said that it's all bichdei, more than the kidechi saron? You can sell it. So why does one say you can, one say you can't? The ones you can even say, even the vessels you got to keep goodbye. The one says, what's a machloket? Machloket is the ma'asav al hefsed merubah, that you only worry about hefsed merubah. But hefsed mu'ata, lo chashashu. And ma'asav al hefsed mu'ata mi chashashu. To what extent do we concern ourselves with the guy's losses? If it's a big loss or a small loss, the Tanakama says don't sell. He says for a small loss, don't sell. For a big loss, you can sell. Where Rashbag, or in our case, for example, Rabbanan in the Breita, even for a small loss, we're going to concern with ourselves with the guy, and we are going to sell. Okay, now it's Rashbag Omer, Yim Karabi Beitim Ibnei Shur Kamesh Vavadi Labali. He says, instead of doing baiting, why? Because we're concerned that that's like Hashavad Aveda. Could you give me an answer with Ikmar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Yochanan, Halachak Rashbag? So Rabbi Yochanan says over here that you can sell it, Halachak Rashbag, sell. V'Rava Rav Nachman Halachak Kedivrei Chachamim. And Rabbi says that Rav Nachman, Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov Amar Yochanan, Halachak Rashbag, and Rabbi said Rabbi Nachman, Halachak Kedivrei Chachamim. I was, don't touch it. So the Gemara says now, Baha Am Rabbi Yochanan, but wait a second, you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan told Halachak Rashbag. Why is it a big chiddush? Don't I know that Rabbi Yochanan always says Halachak Rashbag? Because it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Chazal never heard of us once. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Tehan Lacha Kamoto. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan's mentioned, Rashbag's mentioned as a Daat Yachid in the Mishnah, Halachas Dakim, except for three cases, Chutz Mi Arev, V'Tzaiden, V'Raya Achrona. Now these three cases over here, he says over here, Arev is in a Get Pashut. We're looking for Arev, I don't know what, we're not saying, V'Tzaiden also means like a Get In. It's a particular place, the guy came inside in one of the cases, and a Raya Achron, he says, we did a Mamalot in this Basil Hedron, there are two Machlokot there, and in the last Machlok, it says, Aloch is not like Rav Shabbag. So the Gemara says, you're right, but why did we mention it anyhow? Because I'm a David, mute yourself, right? I can't mute him, I haven't got control of the thing. Michael, you got control of the thing, mute him. So he says over here, so what's going on? The Achutz Rav, it's Amorayim Nidu. It's actually Melchor Amorayim with Rabbi Yochanan. Right? There seems to be Melchor Amorayim over here in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, what the halacha would be. Is it always like him or not always like him? Therefore, the Gemara says it might not always be like him. So that's why it was necessary over here to tell us what it was. Amorayim Nidu, Abri Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Nishmas. Now the Gemara says here, what do we learn from Shimon ben Gamliel? We learn over here that we sell, right? Nishma de Moridin Karov le Nichsei Shavui. So the Gemara wants to try and solve another machloket altogether. If a guy's been taken captive, now lo aleinu, but we understand it today. Let's be honest. I'm 57 years old. In my whole life, I never ever understood what this Gemara meant. If a guy's taken captive, we know the story of Marami Rottenburg that he was taken captive and he sat in jail. But unfortunately, lo aleinu, we're living through it now. We know there are people taken captive. So you've got guys who own land and they're farmers and they're taken captive. Right? And now, what do you do to look after his field? So it seems from Shimon Gamliel, they said you can sell his food because like Hashavad Aveda, Nishma de Moridin Karov, so you bring a relative, right? Look over here, somebody who's a real relative.
Speech L.
No.
She's been a neighbor for a while.
Just sorry, 1 second. It seems. Right, so it's another Machlok. Rashi says over here that the Karov we're looking about, he says, look at Rashi Amid Rabbanan Shimon Nishma de Moridin Karov Haraui Lirash. In other words, the guy who's going to be a beneficiary is going to inherit. Benichse Shavu Lekesh Lekarkot Shavui Leovdan Leshomran to work them and to guard them. Ad Shavu Abalim Lekam Apliki Bamurai. It's Machlok Amurai. So it seems from here that Rav Shabbag would agree that you could do that because it's like Hashavad Aveda as well, right? So the Gemara says, Adam Mid Rabbanan Nishma from Rabbanan who say, don't touch him. Ein Moridin Karov Benichse Shivui. So what's it mean, my? How do you know that? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hacha ele mishum de kalia karna. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon, maybe you can't prove anything from this machloket. Why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here said that you can sell it? Because the keren, the right is going to be completely destroyed. Aval hatam in the case of the fields, hachinami de ain moridin. Maybe he even agree that you don't do it, right? Because it's not going to be destroyed. The fields will be bad. You have to look fix them up a bit, but the fields are not going to stay. The fields. And maybe if we can't believe the Rabbanan either, but can look at Rabbanan Hacha, El Ikra, Ikra, Kani, Ikra, Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And maybe even Rabbanan over here, they say don't sell. Why don't they say don't sell? Other like Rav Kahane, who says, the prophet actually says, yeah, Adam Le'el, Rotze Adam, he prefers his own food. Or like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who says that we're concerned that you might make the Truman Maser, Aval Hatam, but maybe there, with regard to a Shavui, Hachinami Demoridin, they haven't got an opinion, they say you can. In other words, why we pitch it all in Rabban Shimon, Gamliel, and Rabbanan? Maybe here it's a unique situation, and there the answer will be completely different. So the Gemara says, the man with the trade time, and you know, are you trying to tell me that there's two reasons? Look at Rashi, Matnitin v'nichse Shavui, there are two different reasons altogether. Where some would say, sell the guy's fruit, but don't put somebody there to look after the field. And some would say, don't sell the fruit, but put something to look after the field. In other words, there are two different reasons why. Isn't it all Hashavat HaVeda? Isn't it all giving back, basically giving back the same thing? That's what they want to say. V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda Abba Shmuel. Halacha Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Didn't Shmuel say, Halacha Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. V'amar Shmuel, Moridin Karov Nichse Shavui. So we thought that when Shmuel said, and he says that you put a shavui, you put someone there to go off the shavui's field, we thought he was saying it because they all got together. It's a package deal. They're also the same thing. Everybody with me? You following me? Right? The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Trade time in the two time, and you know, hachanam is, and it makes more sense to the Gemara. There are two reasons why. Because look, that Rava says, we saw this in previous Amud, Rav Nachman, that you don't touch them. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, said, Moridin Karis Shavui. So you're right, it was Shmuel, it works out, it happens to be the same thing, said, Rav Yochanan, which means you slack the Rashbag and you sell. And he says, you do. But on the other hand, Rava says, Aloche is not like Rabbi Shimon, it's like Rabbanan, and you don't sell. But he also says that you do put in a relative, Ela Shma Mina, trade time, and Inu Shma Mina. So basically, we can't conclude from this really anything. Okay, they're different reasons altogether. It was a nice attempt of the Gemara to try and make it one big deal, but it's not. And sometimes you'll say, put in a relative, sometimes you say, not put in a relative, and doesn't affect what you would do with selling these goods or not. Okay, this is the machlok we spoke about. If there's a guy staying captive, Rav Amar and Moridin. Rav says you don't put a karov there. Rashi says I rawi lirush on setting, right? And Shmuel omer Moridin karov like we saw a moment ago. Now look at the b'sheshamu bo shemei tukulam apigim b'dermoridin. When the guy's really died, right? Everybody agrees you put in a relative there. Look at Rashi. Dim yavo abalim kodim sheyochal ze aperot yitol ze kashar isim yachzir hashav im yavo edim shemei yoshakov. Because if you were wrong, and maximum the guy came, so he'd give him his share as a sharecropper, and if he were, they were right, and he was dead, so he inherited anyhow. So the Gemara is like this. Mishamu Boshem, everyone agrees that you put in there. Keep pleading. Where's the machloket that some say you do, some you don't? But Shiloshamu Boshem, when you ever heard that he's dead, Rav Amar, Amoridin, Dilam Afsid Lehu. Rav says, you don't put him in there. Why? I suppose he might look at Velo Yezav Lakakot, Vizrem Tamid, Vyachisham. Because he might not treat them so well. That's not the guy's dead. He's not sure he's going to inherit them, and he might actually destroy them. Ushmuel Amar, no, Moridin. Why? Kevin Amar Mar. Since anyhow he knows that worst case scenario, if he's not going to inherit him, he's still going to get paid compensation, good compensation as a sharecropper. So he'll do his job and he wouldn't worry about it. There's a machloket over here. Meiti vei. Rabbi Nezer omer mimashu shneimar v'charapi v'rakti etchem. The pasuk v'charapi, I got angry, v'rakti and killed him. Yadani sheneshotehem almanot uvenem yatomim. Because the pasuk says like this, v'charapi v'rakti etchem v'charab, I got angry with them, v'arakti, I killed them with a sword, v'ayun, and then the neshechem amanot, their wives become widows, u'benechem, when their children become orphans. So the Gemara seems to say, since I know that v'charapi v'rakti etchem, and they got killed with a sword, don't I know that neshechem amanot u'benechem etchem? So what, it's obvious, right? So what is the chidush of the pasuk? V'lamat v'lamat v'neshechem amanot v'chule, b'lamed sh'neshotehem mevachshot v'nasa v'ein menichinotam. It says over here that what's really happening is they're telling us that the wives want to get married and we don't let them. Look at Rashi over here. There's Rabbi Nachman actually puts in, Rabbi Nachman puts in this whole thing into context. Look at Rabbi Nachman for a moment. It's almost in line with the Meitivei, right? It says, Hava uvda ben aharde b'shavui shenishba upashta rav sheshet ta'ein moridin karov l'nechasav. Right? So it was a story that took place. But let's just try to understand the context. We're going to this bright, it's machloket over here. But they want to get married, they don't let them. Right? Look at Rashi. כיוון, אלא מלמד שלשלים המקשור לנושא, שילכו בשבי, they're going to captivity, ולא ידעו ביניהם אם חיים עם מתים, and they're not going to know if they're children, if they're alive or not, ויהיו נשיהם אמנות לעולם, and they're going to be widows forever, שהם ביתי בניחים, the way that they marry, וביניהם מתים, and the children are orphans, so Yeshua, they're not going to inherit anything, right? ושתי כללים, so two different קללות, two different curses over here, אחד של חרב ואחד של שבי. The one is being killed, the one is in שבי שמה, מנה אין מורידין. The Gemara is going to conclude this pasuk, that we don't put somebody there, because suppose he's been taken captive, he can't, his fields can't be looked after. It's a bit difficult. And the children want to go and farm their parents, we say, no, you can't. So Amarava, Lired Velimkortnan, he says, no, we're talking about whether they want to actually go there and sell. Another group is a story, Have Uvda bin Nahardi, Nahardi, Upashtra of Shesh, Locha, Miafra Mishnah. He never let them, right? He said, this is the Rabbi Nechana now. So via Upashta Rav Sheshet the Ainmore Din Kovin Khasav, Miha, from this bright tenure of Amibe, Mimash Mishnema, Varakhim, any or dare, Kayudashim, I'm not with the Kim, I know their orphans and their children and their widows. And when I made Shahin Kamanot, they stayed up Kamanot, but Lo Amanot, Mamash, not real widows. Kaitzad, and Vakshot, they want to get married. Iran, let them get remarried. But him, Vakshin, the children want to go and worship the, work the field. And so the fields, Ebenechilotam Shadain, Lo Nitchabra, Nitbara, Mitatan, there isn't Eilut yet. So basically, we create a suggestion of Agunot over here. And you're talking about Safek. And therefore, he says, we don't moridim, we don't let people go into the fields and worship the fields. Seems like a bit of a punishment. I'm honestly, I'm 100% sure of myself. Now the Gemara's like a stun. Have Uvda ben Harda, who passed Rav Sheshit, Muhammad Niti. He says, no. And I'm going to say to Rav Sheshit, Dilma le red lin kordna. Maybe that means just that they can't sell. But maybe to work their case. I'm going to say, Dilma me pump. He says, maybe you from Pumpadita at. He says, well, it's like whatever, like an insult. The Mylin Pillar Bakupa de Machta. Because you guys are excellent at like putting an elephant into a kupa like through a hole of a needle. Is that the translation? Right? Like pushing it, in other words, doing ridiculous things, right? Bah Dumin shot the hem. Ubenahem. The pastor talking about that their women, their wives like their children, Katani. Ma tam klalo. Just like the wives certainly can't marry because the Isidore right to go marry a woman before her husband's dead. So to the children, can't get any benefits from their father's fields in certainty as well. And it's not a case of any benefit whatsoever. The question now, Moridin, Kovnik Seshavui tonight, the question is this whole concept of putting a relative into the fields is a Machlatanayim, not a Machlatanayim, the Tanya, we see a brighter. How you read in Nikse Shavui, if a person does go onto the field, somebody's taken captive, Ein Motzin Oto Miyado, you don't take the field away. Right? He says that. What if he's been very, he was very quick and he got there at the food set, even though he's benefiting. Ve'elu ha'nichse shvuin. Hare sh'aya aviv o achiv o echad min ha'morishin achu leinu min ha'tayam. Shemu ba'hen shemait. Hare nichse ha'netoshim mo'tzin oto miyado. So it seemed like with the shavui, we let the guy quickly do whatever he got to take advantage of the fields. But if it was children are going to benefit, right, and inherit, and abandon stuff, we don't let them. Mo'tzin oto miyado. Ve'elu ha'nichse ha'netoshim. And the Gemara says, what are examples of Nixen Tushin, Ayash, Ayavivo, Achivo, Echavin, Eborshin, Achulim, but the other way to seize, Roshubahim, Shemait, and never heard that they died yet. Arav Shimon Bam Gamil Shamati, Shan Tushim, Keshwin. He once said that the abandoned stuff is like a Shwi. And he said to Motil, told me, Yadov, Ailu, and he said to Tushin. You know what? I think we'll stop over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.